This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another day. Thanks for waking us up today. Or if it's at the end of the night, Lord, thanks for giving us the strength to get through another day. Some days are difficult. Some days are glorious. And we thank you and praise you for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have tuned in to God's frequency. This is where God is always broadcasting, and that is in His Word. We're wrapping up a study here in 2 Thessalonians. Here on WGOD, we've been going through the Gospel of Matthew from the sermons that I preach at Island Community Church here in Merritt Island, as well as going through the book of 2 Thessalonians, verse by verse. Here coming up shortly, we'll be going through the book of Galatians. We'll be starting Galatians verse by verse here coming up probably early next week sometime. But in the meantime, we've looked here at this book here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2. We've understood from this book that Paul was correcting their theology when someone twisted the meaning of the rapture. We read about the rapture of the church in chapter 4 of the first letter. Second letter, Paul writes back and corrects their understanding. Now here, he's wrapping up the letter, and let's do exactly that here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 starts with the word finally, Greek word loipoi, meaning for the rest, meaning let's sum this up. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Isn't that the truth? The Apostle Paul ran into this trouble time and time again, especially with the Jews, that is, those that didn't have faith, and the opposition that he faced from those that didn't have faith. Isn't that the same in your life too? How people will come up against you. People will hate you for no reason, without a cause. People will come up against you. They'll sow ill will toward you and want to hurt you or want to see you fall. Or they're just flat out evil and will go to any and great expense to stop you in your tracks from carrying out your mission. It's for this reason, friend, that not all have faith. But remember, as I've taught before, that you got to look behind the mask and find out who your real enemy is, and understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, meaning it's not that person that hates you, friend. But you got to peel back the layers of this onion and find out who your real enemy is. And your real enemy is Satan himself. Because this life is a chess game between good and evil. And you're either on one side or the other. You either belong to the Lord or you belong to the enemy. You're going to have to serve somebody Just like that song goes, it might be the devil, or it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Which side are you on? Which side of the fence are you on? When you are on God's side, and when you stand up and fight with him, you're going to have the same problem that the Apostle Paul had, and that is, for not all have faith. Paul prayed. Paul asked the Thessalonians to pray for him. As he says here again, finally, brothers, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you. Let me encourage you two friends, that it's always okay to ask for prayer. For reasons unknown to me, that God waits for and answers and responds to prayer. As sovereign as he is, he still responds to prayer. That's why Paul wouldn't waste his time telling you to pray without ceasing if it didn't matter, but it does matter. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God responds to prayer. James says, the fervent, effective, what? Right, prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Maybe you say, oh, I'm not righteous. Oh, if you're a Christian, then you are, because your Lord and Savior is righteous, and you are clothed in his righteousness. God looks at you as righteous. God considers you righteous because of what his son did on the cross. The fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. God responds to your prayer. So let me encourage you to continue to pray for your pastor, for your family, for your friends, for those that ask you for prayer, like the Apostle Paul. Pray for us, please. Finally, brethren, pray for us, so that the word of the Lord may run swiftly. The word swiftly is in italics, meaning it's not in the original, but these scribes of the translators have added it. So pray so that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Verse 6, but we command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the traditions that he received from us. There's the second time we run into this word here, traditions. Chapter 2, Paul said, therefore, brethren, in verse 15, stand fast and hold to the traditions that you were taught, whether by word or by our epistle. And now here he says it again. He said to not to follow those. Well, again, let me find my place here. Verse 6, we command you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition he received from us. Now remember, the word of God was not complete. The New Testament wasn't even written yet. This is the third letter ever written in the New Testament, with James being the first one, and these two, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, being the next two. There was no gospel. There was no New Testament yet. There was the word of God passed down from tradition, but this was it. So it's okay to follow traditions back then in this day, because they had no word of God. They had no complete word of God. They had no New Testament. Not like you and I have today. Now, traditions today, I would say, all you need to do is follow the word of God and not the traditions of men. Follow the word of God and you'll be okay. This is where some people get in trouble, is like some churches, people follow tradition, but the tradition is contrary to the word of God. And that will get you in trouble every time. So is this verse saying, is the Apostle Paul saying that you shouldn't hang around ungodly people? The answer to that, yes. That's what he's saying. Withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly. Not every unbeliever, otherwise you'd have to leave the world. He told the church at in Corinth. But with everyone who calls himself a brother, is what he says here. Withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the traditions which they had received from us. Why? Because a brother, somebody like this, will infect you. And you have to be careful not to be infected. Remember what we read, what the Apostle John commanded us in 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is of the world. And also James called them adulterers and adulteresses. He says, know you not the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. This world will corrupt you every time. And that's why the Apostle Paul warns you to not to keep company. Withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the traditions which he received from us. Verse 7, for you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, neither did we eat anyone's bread free of charge. But we worked with labor and toil night and day, so that we might not be a burden to any one of you. Not because we don't have the authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, that if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Wow, we've fallen a long ways from this truth here. If anyone will not, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. The Apostle Paul says, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some that walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now, those who are such, we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ, that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person and don't keep company with him, so that they may be ashamed. Yet don't count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Then he leaves us with, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. This greeting of Paul with my own hand, which is a sign in every letter that I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. We're out of time. We'll be back again with a new study and a new book next time. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.